Next question is from Lonely Weeb. How to find cute anime girlfriend or a real life girlfriend too? I guess I don't care.
Okay, so the cool thing about anime girlfriends is you can have as many of them as you want because
right?
The other won't know that you're.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Anime Summit Podcast. It's your favorite host with the most. I'm the Bomb. Every week, goddammit. And of course with me this week is Danny.
Yo.
And Knock. Woo! And guess what? We're recording this on Knock's birthday. So
I just peaked my microphone on my birthday, so it's okay.
Nick, you have to end every sentence today. With
because
it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, can we pause recording? I gotta go pee because it's my birthday.
Yeah. White Sam, let me do all the talking. It's my birthday.
Nope.
Nope. I already declared it. All right. Here's our Anime Summit episode. We're talking about we got a mailbag today. It'll be a good show.
Because it's my birthday.
Because my birthday.
Hi, okay. Everybody. It's going to be a really good show.
Really good show. It's like Ed Sullivan or something.
All right.
Links.animesummit.net. We have the manga book club. You ever think it's weird how we say anime, but we don't say manga? You know? Ever think about that? Anyway, we're reading some good stuff coming up. Some stuff that I voted on. Yokohama Shopping Log's coming up in a little bit here. Everyone get hyped. Robots staring at the ocean. There you go. Social media polls. I don't know. Do we have like social media news right now?
No, we don't.
Okay.
That's
literally
just there,
nothing's
just
happening.
In case.
We're canceled. We're dead.
No. Okay.
Spotify 100 ratings. We're getting close. We're not at 100 because Sam hasn't written it in there. So I haven't looked at our Spotify rating number.
Last time
we're getting there.
We're
getting there, Danny. We're at 99.
No, we're not.
Danny's the one who's been checking.
Hang on. Let me check real quick.
Okay.
And
if we get
60,
to it,
we're at 68.
Okay, I think that's a little more than last time. And if we get there, Danny has to review School Days and watch it, and she also has to enjoy it because it's my birthday.
Oh my god!
God.
when we record it, it won't be your birthday. So.
Yeah, but you have to. But you're agreeing to it now. So that's the loophole.
I agreed to watch this before your birthday.
Yeah, but now it's like even more so.
Well, you've already watched it?
No, I haven't. This is gonna
be my first time.
She's saying she already agreed to it before, yeah.
Okay. Well anyway, let's just move on ahead here. I'm stalling for time. We got a listener question of the week.
No,
take
we
it
don't.
Away, Nick.
Okay, I wasn't done. We weren't done. That's why.
We're skipping the listener question of the week because we have mailbags today.
Okay, just real quick before.
Thanks
Nick.
For that, Nick.
All right, good job. So just before we move on, make sure you check out the latest EX episode and go subscribe to those guys and let me know what you guys think of it. They had a lot of fun with me and they want to come back and do more stuff with us. So I am always down for that. If you want to hear more of them. Subscribe to all their stuff. Their links are in the description, and then let us know. And then also, patreon.com/animesummit. Become a patron today, and let us know if we need to hire Honey Bear.
You got to write the Patreon thing right in our show sheet. It's not on there.
Yeah, I think it was, and then someone deleted it. I don't know. I don't know why, but
yeah. Probably you.
Probably not me, because I didn't put that there. But, like, you know, freaking Waifun has Bando. Well, Danny normally does it, but she asked Nick to pick it.
I'll do it in Danny's voice.
And
okay.
He didn't write it on there. He's like kept it a secret.
I know, I yelled at him about it to put it on there, but he's all like, "I copied the show sheet, so it's a secret."
I don't want to clutter it with my answers. All right. So, and plus, it's more fun if it's a surprise.
God.
And plus, I'm not done. All right. I'll be writing as you guys talk.
God.
Okay. So. This is Danny's voice, Waifu and Husbando. Oh, everybody! The waifu this week is Minnie from Maiden Abyss.
Oh.
Because she's real fluffy and you can eat her up all the time and she'll keep regenerating her flesh. Because she's an abomination. Oh.
And the husbando is Yajirobe from Dragon Ball Z because he's my husband. And he's the hottest Dragon Ball Z character and also the strongest.
All right. That was good picks, Danny.
I'm going to hurt you.
Yajirobe, dude. Yajirobe,
he's like the funniest one.
He's the funniest character. You know what? Arguably, he's stronger than Yamcha now. They dog Yamcha. He sucks now. He's like really powerful in the game, but he sucks everywhere else.
Don't they have a statue of Yamcha in the crater?
Oh, yeah, they do. Yep.
Like a figure of that? That's hilarious.
That's freaking awesome.
In like a museum somewhere in Japan. Yeah, they do, yeah. The crater is like a decal on the floor, and then it's like him on the...
That's hilarious. <Yeah. laughs>
And then there's an empty one for you to take pictures on it, which is hilarious.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Nice.
Okay, good answers, Danny. Good waifu and his bando. All right, dude. So thanks for all the mailbag questions. Haven't done one of these in a while, so it'll be really fun. Danny is going to be asking. She's the question slut. So she's going to ask all the questions. All right, take it away, Nick. I mean, Danny.
All right.
Okay,
so
here
first...
we go. I'm doing that because of my birthday, right?
No, Danny. People, no.
You're not doing it.
Do you think people would get annoyed if I ask every question as Mickey Mouse?
Yeah. Danny, please.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's funny for like 5 seconds, and then it's not funny.
Danny, go ahead.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
I decree that Danny does it because it's my birthday.
All right, our first question is from Cameron. If you could have a dream crossover of any two anime, what would you choose? For me, it would be One Piece and Attack on Titan. Imagine the chaos.
Shout out Cameron. Go check out Nerdsplosion podcast. That's his podcast. I would love to see Nichijou with Evangelion. Let's go.
Oh my god.
No, it's
what
it's,
the hell?
No, the meme is Nan Nan Biori with Evangelion, because then you could name it Nyan Nyan Biori. I've said this on previous episodes.
Oh really?
Okay. Yeah. Neon Neon Biori though. That's funny.
I know what Nick's crossover would be.
Actually, dude, you know what I would do? I would do Honda Seller and Working Buddies.
Oh my god.
Bookface Honda Seller. Yeah.
Oh my god.
They like go to work
so
at the bookstore
cute.
And then Skullface is like, god damn it, you guys are lazy and you guys suck.
Or they're like delivering books to the bookstore.
Yeah.
And like they instead of delivering books, they delivered like produce or something like that.
They're like, these are the wrong books. These aren't even books. No, I would love to do I would love to see Evangelion and Attack on Titan, just Ava's ripping apart like Titans and stuff.
Oh yeah. How I think the Titans are bigger than the Avas though.
I have to look it up, but I think
they
are.
Be similar. They
the
be
Colossal
similar.
And like the Rod Rice like are obviously.
Yeah,
like
the super duper ones.
But like oh dude. Yeah, no, that'd be sick. Okay, what about you, Nick?
Here we go. K-On! And
Aria
Ghost in
School Days.
No, Danny, I'm mixing it up, okay? I was gonna say that. I knew you'd make me say that. Alright. Ghost in the Shell and K-On! Okay.
Why Ghost in the Shell?
Because Bato would
so
be the
random.
Drummer. That's all I know. He'd be the drummer. Then the major, she would be singing, and she would sound exactly like Yui, and it would be hilarious.
So it's the characters from Ghost in the Shell, just in a light music club.
Yeah,
at
light
the
music
school,
club, Ghost in the Shell.
At that school, that's like that where K-On! Takes place.
Yeah, and then like they're getting their guitars are getting hacked by the laughing guy.
The laughing
I
man.
Have a question. Are they, like, is, like, the major and Bato, like high schoolers? Like, they're small? Or are they full-grown adults?
They're full-grown adults dressed in clothing that is slightly too small for them. Yes. That's the answer.
That could be really funny, actually. Danny, what do you got?
I think I would do Sailor Moon and Cardcaptor Sakura.
Oh, wow, Danny.
I feel
How
like...
original.
Shut up. I feel like Sakura and Usagi would make a good team. Definitely odd because Sakura is definitely a middle...
Aren't they the same?
She's like in elementary school. No, she's in elementary school.
Yeah, she's like 12 or 11 when the story starts.
Yeah. And
she's like belt buckle height to the Sailor Moon girls.
Yeah.
It would be cool if, like, part of that crossover, Sakura turns into a Sailor Scout temporarily.
Oh, kind of like
versa.
Chibiusa and Usagi, they actually swapped, not like swap bodies, but Usagi was, she like got transformed into a little girl, and Chibiusa, she became a teenager. So it would be cool if like Sakura and Usagi kind of did like that switch where Sakura would do the transformation as a Sailor Scout, and then Usagi would take hold of the cloak arts.
It would be cool if it was like there was like a battle, right, or something, and then Sakura gets caught up in some shit and then drops some cards, right, and then Usagi just picks one of them up and just goes, okay, fuck it, let's just do it, right, and then she hits the card with her thing. And then it transforms into a baton and then summons it. Yeah. That would be sick. Anyway, all right, that's a pretty good question.
Noise.
Pretty good question.
Oh, dude, and then Tomio would be obsessed with, like, one of the Sailor Scouts. And
probably
and
all of them, in all
and
honesty.
And Sakura would get jealous.
I think Tomio would definitely just... I think Tomio would definitely want to literally dress up everybody.
She's like, let me redesign these outfits, okay?
I'm thinking, literally, yeah.
I'm thinking
like,
top to bottom.
Go,
okay.
More leg. More leg.
Okay, we have Sailor Jupiter. Okay, she's a little feisty. I'm thinking buttercream, green buttercream. Let's throw an animal on you.
Let's throw an animal on it.
Yeah, you know the guy from Rush Hour 2. He's like, let's throw a Croxkin on there.
another crossover. Freaking Sailor Moon and Fruits Basket. Imagine the Sailor Scouts transformed into animals.
Oh my God. Make it happen. Make it happen, or I will make it happen. I will draw a fan.
But this would be weird. Instead of the Chinese zodiac, it would be actual like the
horoscopes, right? Horoscopes. Because like that's like
yeah,
that'd be cool.
It would be weird because Aquarius is literally like a pot with water coming out.
Well, and Cancer is a crab.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, that's a good one. All right. Next question.
Next question is from Kuoka.
Kamshaka.
He asks, how do you pronounce lollies?
I say it both ways. I don't know. I don't think it really matters. I remember when we got in a big, like, debate about it, like, in, like, episode 5 or something stupid. It was really fucking funny. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's lolly because it comes from the word Lolita. But, like, it's funny to say lolly. Like, it's funnier to say like, oh, you like lollies?
Mm. You like lollies?
Mm. That's how Nick does it. He always goes, lollies.
I pronounce it very mature for her age.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Dude, speaking of Kuoka, for those of you who don't know, he, like, moved again. But this time, he's, like, in Dubai.
He's globetrotting.
He's, like, now his job is there, and now he's doing shit over there.
He's working at the top floor of the Burj Khalifa.
God, that'd be crazy.
Jeez.
You get like vertigo from that or something. Tom Cruise runs by every once in a while, you know, filming more Mission Impossibles. So
yeah, I think he's doing great. And his girlfriend went with him and shit. So like, that's fucking awesome. You know,
that's sick.
That'd be such a weird place to live.
Shout out Kamfartica. All right. Next question.
Next question is from Turtle Marlowe.
Okay. Shout out Turtle Marlowe. He's new in the Discord. Or they're new. Sorry. Excuse me.
Showed up.
They're new in the Discord, and I don't think I ever told them welcome when they came in. Shout out.
they asked, what is an anime that you really enjoyed but not a lot of people have seen or talked about?
What's Michael? And?
What?
And?
What?
And?
Say that again. Say it slower. What was that?
What's Michael? Michael.
What the fuck is that?
He's a fucking cat, dude.
Is that the name of the anime is called What Is Michael?
No, yeah, What's Michael? Yeah.
That sounds like a fucking...
It's an OVA.
That sounds like a fucking bullshit hipster band that you listen to.
It's not.
I mean, it's an OVA. It's only one episode.
It's based on a 4-coma manga, yeah. And this is a fucking...
OVAs don't count.
He's a fucking cat, dude. Okay, no, you know what?
Although, okay, there is an actual TV show, and they're 25 minutes long, and there's 45 episodes.
Of What's Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. Okay, wow, fake fan. Actually, I got a better answer, so it doesn't fucking matter. My actually number one answer for this is Catch It 1. Let's fucking go, dude.
Wait, what was that?
Right. Cat Shit 1.
Oh, that.
That's another OVA, I think.
Doesn't matter. Catch It 1.
Name one that's not an OVA. Could be a movie or a show.
Catch It 1. It's a short film, not an OVA.
All right.
No, okay, I'm just kidding. No, freaking... I'll say this until I get weak in my butt. Like, more people should watch Martian Successor Nadesco, because that's peak mecha.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You used to always mention that one, and then you stopped.
Because
you stopped liking it, that's why.
No, because
it's my birthday.
No, because you literally kept checking me every time I brought it up, and I'm like, fuck, just forget it. But no, seriously, yeah. Anyway, you guys go ahead. What's y'all answers?
Mine is...
Catch It 1,
also. Haibanei Renmei.
That's a good one. That's a good one, yeah.
It's pretty low on Mal, but like it's one of those like kind of ugly looking anime from like 2003, I think. 2002. And
that weird middle section.
If you're feeling depressed, just watch Haibanei Renmei. There you go. Preferably when you're younger. Although it is actually it's kind of popular on Mal. It's number 796, so that's
good answer.
That's pretty good.
Good answer. Okay, Danny.
It's about purgatory and angels and stuff.
Also, the one that me and Nick reviewed, Kino's Journey, the original. The new one is good, too, but the original's better, I think. Sorry. Okay, go ahead.
That one's pretty popular in, like, anime nerdy circles, but it's... Actually, I'm curious if it's more or less.
Sure. Yeah, me too. All right, Danny,
it's 721. It's a little bit more popular.
Oh, okay. Never mind, then. But still, more people should watch it. All right, Danny, go ahead.
Well, I have one that's less popular.
One anime that I would say it's new. It's a little new. It came out
It's actually still airing.
No, it came out in winter 2021.
It's called Lycoris Recoil.
Shut up. It's called Dr. Ramune, Mysterious Disease Specialist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That one I actually really liked this one.
You mean
a lot.
You mean Ramune? Like the pop, yeah.
Sure, yeah. It reminded me of Holic, which I also really like Holic a lot.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people don't. I'll even put Holic on that list too. That not a lot of people talk about Holic too much.
That's how.
Yeah,
it's
I mean,
out.
The Clamp did a manga for it, so. And, I mean, obviously it's not as popular as, like, Sakura is, but, I would say another show that I feel like...
Are we only picking one?
I mean,
no,
you guys picked
a couple. We each said, like, five, yeah, so...
I said one.
No, you said Catch It 1 and Haibanei
Renmei.
Yeah,
you put words in my mouth.
But
Tom,
it's your birthday,
right?
So you said it. You declared
it,
so.
Okay, well, I got a second one then after this. Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is my third one, so.
Okay, this is Danny's 45th filibuster. Danny goes to Washington.
Oh my god, fuck you.
Just go ahead, Danny. Just go ahead.
This next one, it's called Get Backers.
Oh yeah, I remember that one. I've never seen it, but I remember seeing it like in the...
I mean,
I've always seen the DVDs
show,
at the store.
It's a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun watching it. This show, actually, I kind of would want them to do a re-adaptation for it. I think it would be pretty cool for them to do it, because it came out in fall 2020, 2002, so
okay.
It's definitely a little outdated.
Okay, Nick, what's your other ones?
My other one is Gunbuster, the original one.
Oh, okay, no, I'm good.
From 1988. It's the OVA, six episodes.
Yeah.
They also have like a movie version. Just watch the OVA. That's the best one.
Nah, OVA is better.
And, dude, that so fucking hype. Studio Gainax.
I got to rewatch that, honestly.
Right, like, before they hit it big with, Nadia and then also Evangelion. But
yeah.
Kind of right before those two. And this, you can really see the inspiration, and it's just like they. I think they just copied like Top Gun and Aim for the Ace, but it's like with, you get giant robots and they're fighting space aliens, and that's it. It's like super 80s feeling, and it's fucking it's epic.
Coach.
he's got like the aviator glasses on.
Yeah. He's Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
except taller and bigger.
Hey, Tom Cruise has a lot of money. Okay, that's all that matters.
Did you have another one, or is that it?
I'm stopping at two, because I don't want to filibuster.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead to the next question, Danny.
Okay. Next question is from Lonely Weeb. How to find cute anime girlfriend, or a real-life girlfriend, too. I guess I don't care.
Okay, so the cool thing about anime girlfriends is you could have as many of them as you want, because
right?
The other won't know that you're, you know what I mean? The real life girlfriend, I have no advice for this. I literally don't. Like, people ask me, well, how are you and Trisha been together for so long? I have no idea, because I treat her so
bad.
You gotta
delete Facebook, lawyer up, and hit the gym.
God.
That's the Reddit meme. That's what they always say.
No, Trisha, like, she...
And I then was... they'll also always tell you to dump your partner. That's the solution.
All right. Don't do that.
That's always the solution.
Don't listen to Nick. But, like, no, like, my senior year, I was just, like, of high school, I was planning to just fuck around, and then Trisha was there, and then ruined my senior year. So that's how that happened.
Wow, Trisha, way to ruin it.
Yeah. Because I was like, wow. She's a babe. Swing. But, yeah, no, I have no advice for this. Just be yourself and just put yourself out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Danny doesn't get to answer this because Danny doesn't have a girlfriend, so GG.
What?
Yeah, I actually have... multiple platonic partners, and then Trisha, so...
Yeah, well, GG.
Why can't Double I GG. Answer this?
How to get a girlfriend as a girl. Wait, are you straight, Danny? I actually don't know.
She's not straight.
I am not straight.
But okay, James, well, but James
then you
is not
can answer.
But
you're James allowed to answer.
Yeah.
I am the gatekeeper, Danny, all right? It's my birthday.
Okay. How would you get an anime girlfriend, Nick?
Anime girlfriend, I would gaslight her, first of all, and make
with
her
your farts?
Fully dependent on me. Yes.
With your farts?
I'd hotbox her. She'd have no escape.
He would fart.
A Dutch oven?
He would Dutch oven her and be like, you made me do this. Like.
And then the trick to real life girlfriends is you gotta neg them a lot. You know, there's no more push-pull is old hat. Now it's just push. You just got to push them. Not physically, but, like, emotionally, you know. Neglect.
What the fuck is wrong?
Oh, my God.
Anyway. Danny, did you
want to
answer?
Yeah, either that or just be 6 feet tall, and there, GG, there you go.
No, I'm good on
okay.
<this one. laughs> I think Nick answered it enough.
Yeah, no, also, like, I don't know. I feel definitely, since, like, coming out and stuff, I feel definitely more confident in myself. Confidence is a big thing. When I pick men, like if I want to date a guy, I like confidence. So, and not the kind of like macho pooper scooper,
but like
pooper.
The pathetic man confidence. He's confident in his patheticness.
Okay, not that. But
that's
like
the Twitter meme nowadays.
Okay, Nick is just telling you memes, so don't listen to Nick. But like,
yeah, please don't.
Just like I like, just be confident in like who you are and stuff. And if you know, just don't hurt anyone. Don't be a dick. It's actually really easy. Like, just don't be a jerk. You know what I mean? So, anyway, next question.
Okay.
Oh, this is Kai skipping it. No, just kidding.
What? Wow. This is Kai's.
No, that's the next question we're skipping. So
it's a two-part question.
Cheater.
First, what is your favorite insert song?
God damn it, Kai. No more insert songs, please.
That's any song from an anime that's not an opening, ending, or background music or OST. Mine is either God's No from the Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya, or the first time they play Give Me Wings together as a band in K-On!. This leads me into the second part of my question, which is, when will Sam finally play anime music quiz with us? Schedule anime cute music quiz night.
No.
All right, I'm going to watch Mojo for this one because I don't fucking know insert songs, Kai. This is a bullshit question.
My favorite is You Say Run from My Hero Academia by Yuki Hayashi. That's probably my favorite.
Like, okay, you got Kill la Kill, obviously.
And like Bruce Falconer stuff, obviously. Like Bruce Falconer.
But he's, okay, this is so weird. Kai says it's not like background OST, so what does that mean?
Okay,
isn't the insert part of the OST?
Yeah, it is. So I think, I don't know what he means.
I think he means,
it's
a song that they play like one time.
No. Actually, that is what he's saying.
That's exactly what an insert song is.
He's saying
is.
That's not
so
an OP or ED. Or, oh,
but
okay,
so mind. Kill la Kill's four songs that they loop over and over again would not count. Would that
okay?
Not count?
Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea what he means. Because
you got the
exactly
Ragu,
what
Kiryu
what you guys
one,
said. It's just the one song that plays in an anime.
It plays like one time, like the Maiden Abyss
right.
thing when they run
oh,
into the abyss.
One time. Okay, then I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, fucking liberate me from hell. Let's go, dude.
I guess
mine.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Danny.
Mine would be. TBD by No Name from the Spy Family episode 5 when they did the whole castle thing. That was my all-time favorite.
Oh, dude. I just found it. Ballad of the Fallen Angel. Let's go. Cowboy Bebop. Fuck you.
What is that really fucking... I
guess Kai's
going to
cheat? I'm going to cheat. I'll use Cowboy Bebop.
There was the fucking the end credits or not the end credit songs. I guess it doesn't count. I don't know. Fucking wasn't there like there's like a song at the in the end of Evangelion where it's like people chanting and some shit.
Oh yeah, I mean there's a ton of those. There,
yeah,
well, Eva 2.0 has another one. That's kind of like the end of the movie though.
That's kind of a movie though. Yeah, so it's like
yeah,
a
it's kind
soundtrack.
Of like the ED actually.
But... Yeah, so I don't know. I don't have a good answer for this. I'll play AMQ here soon, I promise. I just have been...
Yeah, just don't allow Kai to do insert songs, because he only wants to hit God Knows. That's the only reason he does it.
I am working on... I just finished storyboarding chapter 2 of my manga, so that's what I've been busy with right now. But, yeah. Good question.
No, not a good question. It's a cheat question.
All right, next question, Danny.
This next one is from King of Telluride, and if you could force your co-host to watch something, what show would it be?
Catch It One.
Okay, you can't no repeat
answers.
No repeats.
Oh,
we're skipping this. This is a King question. We gotta skip it.
Oh, wow. I know, I specifically told King he's only allowed to ask us two questions.
Oh, I would make Danny watch Bible Black.
Oh, no.
I probably
Isn't
would.
Not a porno.
It is a porno. Yeah.
Ugh.
What's wrong with porno?
Well, you don't like chicks with dicks.
I'm just not a fan of hentai.
I'm a chick with a
no,
dick.
Don't worry, Danny. We'll make you watch the dub. It's really funny.
Ugh. My favorite part of the dub is when he's sniffing her yum yums, and he's like, smells so good." Which I'm like
sniffing. Who sniffs boobs? That's like.
I guess. Sorry, not her boobs, but her no nos below. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah, you gotta make sure that there's no infections. That's true.
She was like, she's like, put your nose and mouth there, and he's like, that was funny.
Smells like cornbread.
Why would it smell like cornbread?
Oh my god.
So
I don't know.
So Nick just cell phoned. He just told everyone he doesn't know what it smells like. All right.
Yeah, dude, it feels just like bags of sand.
I would make these yutzes watch. Actually, I gotta think about that one for a second.
Ooh,
I have
non-porno.
Non-porno, Danny. What
I mean,
about you?
I'm gonna make you watch Kaiba, but that's its own thing already. So,
I mean, I already watched some of Kaiba.
We are gonna do a show swap soon too. By the way,
well, I meant for some. You gotta watch that.
Yeah, I gotta watch Kaiba. Yeah.
Do we want to punish each other with stuff or what?
No. Nope. Right. No punishing during show swaps. That's shitty.
No, not that. Yeah, I didn't mean
yeah
that.
The other person. If we're talking like for real, like, I mean, dude, I would make Danny. Wait, Danny, you've seen Evangelion, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'd make her watch it again.
Yeah. Fuck you, Danny.
No. I would, you know what, dude? I would make Danny watch G Gundam. Because,
All right.
Because here's why. Danny is not big on robot stuff or Gundam in general, but like, I know she's into ridiculous shit. And ridiculous.
Did Tomino write that one too, or no?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
I don't remember. I feel like I was supposed to know that, but I don't know it. But like,
he did the Universal Century, I think.
Yeah, G Gundam is technically a thing called Future Century. It's like its own thing.
Oh, maybe he didn't. I don't know.
The Gundanium alloy they use in G Gundam is like 10 times more powerful. But like, so anyway.
Yo, are you a giant robot? Because Gundam, you fine.
Dude, if you're a Transformer, they'd call you Optimus Fine.
That's how you get a girlfriend, everybody.
Yeah, go back to the other question. No, I would make Danny watch
Fine.
I'd make Danny watch G Gundam because like it's really ridiculous. She likes ridiculous stuff. Competitive ridiculous stuff because she watches Haikyuu and stuff, you know? So I would make her watch that, and also it has her favorite Gundam in it, which is the Nobel Gundam.
Yay!
So, Alan B. Beardsley, the Nobel Gundam. Very sick.
Yeah.
What about you guys?
I would make Danny watch other Gundams.
What?
Gundam Wing. Have you seen that one?
You have to change. You can't. Like, that's cheat. Oh my God. You cheat. Can't just load Gundam.
Let me go first, make it look like you didn't copy, though. You can still look through.
Let Danny go so you can think of a better answer.
I would make Nick watch Kids on the Slope.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I actually own that because I got it on sale.
I know. And that's why I would make you watch it, because you own it. So, and it's time for you to watch it. And it's about music. And I know Nick hates music anime, but this Kids on the Slope is a coming of age story, and it's a bromance too. So it's so good. I really enjoyed Kids on the Slope a lot, and the songs in it are great. And, especially like when it's revolved around jazz and stuff. For some, I think I would make Sam watch Kamisama Kiss. It's kind of like Kamisama Kiss is definitely a shoujo romance kind of thing, but it has it revolves around spirits, and I know Sam likes the spoopy stuff just like me. And this story is more so on a light-hearted, spirited away kind of thing. So, and I know Sam isn't really too keen on romance stuff, but I feel like she would like Kamisama Kiss because it has a freaking Fox Face Johnson.
I like romance stuff now. I definitely didn't before, but like romances are starting to like come around for me. But yeah, I'll watch that. You know what too? I didn't say one for Nick. I would make Nick watch Beyblade, the first season.
Oh my God.
Because like you just have to like experience Beyblade. Like you just have to. It's fucking cool. At least up to like the first, I think it's the regional, or the national tournament. I don't remember. But like it's after everyone's on the team. So like after Kai, Lee, Tyson, and like they got the whole team together. So like past the Kai arc, past the Lee arc, and then all that shit. So like yeah, you gotta watch. You gotta let it rip, and not fart. I mean like a Beyblade. You gotta let it rip.
All right, Nick. I will. I've already let it rip multiple times. So you have my attention.
Okay, you got
I actually
one for,
think I would like Beyblade.
You got one for Danny or no? Because you said Kaiba for me.
Yeah, both of you need to watch Kara no Kyokai, Garden of Sinners. I think that's that's Ufotable. They made Fate.
Yeah, I never saw that.
It has what's her name, Shiki, and she slices people, dude. She just goes right for the jugular. That's what she does.
Oh, this is also like it's a Type Moon thing.
Yeah, Type Moon.
And then you
mystery thriller drama,
or
it's been a while since I watched it, but it's cool.
Yeah, it's technically, it was like before Type Moon was a thing, though, but it's by the same people, I think.
This would actually be a good, like, Halloween. There's seven movies, that's the only problem, so.
Oh, okay. Shit.
It'd be a good Halloween thing, but, yeah.
Yeah, she's, I know the character purely from, I think she's in one of the, I think she's in a fucking, the fucking video game that I play, the fighting game I play, Melty Blood.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I think
yeah.
She's a side, like a secret character in Melty Blood. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. Okay, good one. What's the next question?
Okay, this is from my friend Zach.
He's Chad number two, by the way. Shout out Chad number two.
He is Chad number two.
Anime weeb Chad number two.
He asks, why won't Sam watch Nana?
I want to. I just haven't had time yet.
And why am I the best person you know?
Because... you're hot.
Yes, you really need to watch Nana. Also, the Trap Nest singer who voiced the lead singer for that band in Nana, that music is finally on Spotify now.
Nice.
And I'm so freaking excited for that. That music is a banger.
Nice one. Okay, next question.
Next question is from Carlos.
Shout out, Carlos.
Would a readaptation of Initial D compete with today's anime?
Ooh, I don't know. I mean, there's that new one coming out by the same writer. It's not an Initial D show, but it's a car drifting show, I think, and which I forgot the name of already. I honestly don't, well, I feel like the people who would like, because the anime itself, I think, is fine as it is, number one. Number two, God, I don't know. I don't think it would, honestly. I don't think it would, just because.
I have like a continuing question for that.
Sure.
If a potential readaptation for Initial D was to happen, which studio would you want to animate it?
Well, I wouldn't know. I mean, I would
K-On, or not K-On. Kyoto Animation.
Kyoani.
It's the same thing. No,
yeah,
that
I mean,
that'd be weird.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I would probably, somebody like MAPPA would probably just do it, and then I would probably care like who the staff was, like who they hired to do it. If MAPPA did it, or...
I feel like it'd be like TMS or somebody. I don't think MAPPA would do it.
I'm just saying because MAPPA, like, is getting in real tight with all like, these other CG animators. And
yeah, CG
that would be,
cars.
That would pop...
I think Studio Orange would do a good job.
Yeah, probably.
Honestly, if they remade it, say they probably would do it full CG, like Orange, like how they're doing Trigun and how they did Beastars.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Oh, they're doing a full CG Trigun? Shit.
Yeah, that's the new one, Trigun Stampede.
Gross.
Where have you been, like, the last 2 months?
Dude, I've been out of it.
Okay. but, yeah, I don't know. I would care about the staff, so, like, that's a good question. I would say Orange, the people that they hire to work at Orange and... You know, if MAPPA did do it, I would care, like, what...
So who would you want to direct the readaptation?
Oh, I don't know. Fucking... I would bring back the original director, I think. I don't know. I most likely would direct the
original.
Did
a pretty good
director.
Job. Do they really need to remake it, though?
Shin,
like,
Misawa did First Stage...
I have no idea.
I don't think you need to remake Initial D. You just got to get past the ugly car, you know, the CG cars.
I mean, cars. It's really not that bad.
It is pretty bad, at least early on.
I mean, it's an eyesore, but I feel like it makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's fine, but that's not the point of the question. It's like, it's what if? Wait, they didn't announce this, did they?
No, they did not. No, he's just asking if they did a remake of Initial D, would it compete well? And I don't think so. I don't think it would, to be honest. Not that I really gave a
I think
good
initial
reason,
D is like but. A it's like a period piece almost. It's like they don't need to redo it. So
yeah, yeah. That's a good answer, yeah.
That's like saying if they should remake Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
Let's do Cowboy Bebop, but in the Old West, like actual cowboys.
Yeah. We'll call it the Seven Samurai.
All right. What's the next question?
Next question is from Mike. And he asks, what would you rather have, X-ray vision or the ability to read minds?
Okay. Is that Mike Adu? Because this is Mike.
Yeah,
just like
it
on a
is
bike.
Mike Adu. Okay. Yeah, it is. It is.
What would you rather
there's like
have?
A couple, there's a couple of questions that Mike had answered. And like he has like these wonky names.
Read minds. Because then you could be like Anya from Spy Family.
I would prefer to read minds. Yeah. X-ray vision I cannot use. Well, actually, I could.
You probably could use it. I mean, you could read like codes, or you could like look at lottery tickets, right?
That yeah, work? I could look at lottery
if
tickets.
No, but they have them like hidden and stuff. Anyway.
But assuming, so like if you work at a gas station, right, they're like an under the counter. So you would just have to look through the counter to the card and then look past the scratch part of the card.
It would have to be like the only the ones that are showing or whatever.
I don't know. But you could look at the vault. Yeah. You could look at a vault at a
oh,
bank.
Oh, no. Dude, you don't even have to do that. Just go play poker.
Oh, yeah, read minds. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just go to the casino and play poker. You're going to have to, like, leave when you start winning too much because they'll kick you out, but yeah.
Okay, I choose X-ray.
X-ray.
Because it's Nick's birthday.
So I would choose X-ray, but the version that I would choose is from... Parallel World Pharmacy.
Where you how can see he, like a thermal kind of...
Yeah, like how he diagnosed illness.
Well, you don't
want to
see titties?
Stuff.
And dongs? I would just look at everyone's dongs all the time. Yeah.
Well, that's
well, look
you,
at that
80-year-old
dong.
This is my answer, so...
I'm just saying, why would you not want to look at dongs?
Well, for one, I'm a massage therapist, and... That is
Danny has ascended beyond
not a good thing
the
to do
realm.
For a massage therapist.
You don't
that
have to use it when you're at work. Just
yeah,
like,
not
you know,
at work, Danny.
But that's
Jeez.
Why I would want to use.
Like the second you clock
would...
out, then you turn around and then you use it.
Oh, you're saying
that's
why you'd
want
to use
want
the version
to...
of the yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, got so it. You could okay you would use it at work so you could see their muscles.
You didn't tell us what you were thinking, so I was like, okay, why wouldn't you
yeah,
want to
so
look at dogs?
You would have like an MRI machine as your eyeballs.
Yeah, pretty no, much, yeah, that would yeah. be that'd be cool because then Danny could just attack whatever was wrong with
that'd
the...
be gross, dude. You'd be seeing all that gross stuff. Blech.
Danny could
I
be
mean,
like,
not
oh,
really. It would just be like how in Parallel World Pharmacy.
How pharmacies it, yeah, or whatever his name is.
It's
yeah.
like a thermal kind of thing, and it like highlights and stuff.
Highlights the, yeah. the pain area or the effect.
I'm just
area.
Wondering, like reading minds, like.
That'd be too much. Like
that would,
honestly,
well, you'd have to like be able to target it first of
you'd
all.
You have to
Let's
learn how to control
it
or target it. Yeah,
yeah.
And then, but
yeah.
also, like a lot of people just aren't even thinking most of the time.
That's true.
I don't. I'm not thinking most of the time.
That's right.
I mean, if I did have the ability to read minds, I would mainly want to read the minds of animals.
Oh yeah, I want to be able to communicate with like. The
I feel
tuna.
Like you'd get a lot of negativity if you're reading minds.
Dude, I just went, here, I can read minds, ready? Okay, I'm looking at Danny, and she's like, man, after recording, I'm going to be hungry. I think I'm going to play some more Final Fantasy. And then me looking at Nick. Ah!
No, it's just a monkey eating a banana.
Just eternal screaming and a
my mind's going
a
mile a minute.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a good question. Yeah, I think Danny actually had like a real answer while me and Nick were just like, how do we get money?
Just farting over
I think,
here.
I think it's not even close, actually. I think X-ray vision is way more useful. Because, like, reading minds, like, what are you going to do with
well,
that?
Well, the thing about reading minds,
you
too,
could,
is,
actually,
like,
you could still play poker if you could read their mind.
Right, but, like...
Yeah, because then you can tell if they're bluffing or not.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you could tell with X-ray vision, too, though.
Yeah.
I guess, but you
Well, I mean,
if together.
You're bad at poker and they can know that you have a good hand...
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I think X-ray is better because ability to read minds is like that's fine, but like you can only read what they're thinking, obviously. So if you're trying to find something out specifically from somebody and they're not thinking about that thing, then you're not going to get it, right? So
yeah, exactly. And yeah, also, yeah, you're not like looking at a computer file cabinet. You know,
it's just like
what's on the surface right now. A lot of it's going to be negative.
What's up on the screen? Oh, Pornhub. Never mind. Moving on, you know?
Yeah, no, you're going to get like a lot of like, I'm going to fucking blow up the whole world. People are thinking that all the time, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, GG.
I mean, I definitely would not want to read minds, especially since I'm living in the South.
South.
Like, just stay ignorant.
Literally
to people's
do not want to hear any homophobic bigotry going on.
Well, your area is good. Your area is not that bad, is it?
No, you're fine if you're in a city.
I mean, I don't see it, but like it can get pretty bad.
Oh shit.
It gets bad everywhere, Danny, trust me.
Yeah, I mean,
like so remember when the whole like vaccine was open to the public?
Oh yeah.
The bill
no.
there's a billboard that I pass on the highway to get to work, and there was an ad for anti-vax.
Oh, they were just like,
oh yeah, some moron put it up there. Yeah.
Yeah. Like
wake up America.
Literally that's what
wake
it
up sheeple.
Not only that, but the house that's on the corner when you first drive into my subdivision, they have a fucking Trump flag.
God,
yeah, Danny,
you lost,
man. Danny,
get
who do you trust? Who do you trust about vaccines? The scientists or me? Because I read online on Facebook and they said they're fake.
No, see, I read
you
on
trust
Wikipedia.
Me?
That
you know me, okay?
I read on Wikipedia that they contain the same ingredients that like that one brand of bleach that I buy contains.
Dude, they will make you. They're gonna microchip you and track you everywhere. Not that your phone can't already do that.
I got a microchip right now. Okay, next question.
Anyway,
X-ray vision. Okay, all right.
Yeah, X-ray vision.
Why does why does Joey, the largest friend, not simply eat the smaller friends? Was that the episode of Futurama where the presidential candidates were running?
Yeah.
It might have been a different one.
Yeah.
Okay, this next question is from Zayla, and he asks, in the last 5 years, what anime would you say has been the biggest disappointment by the time it ended?
Shout out to Zayla, the Brotaku
follower
on Twitter.
Berserk. This is technically 6 years, but whatever, fuck it. Berserk 2016, and the sequel to it.
Yeah.
They got to remake the entire thing. They got to make the Golden Age like a fourth
from
time.
From the bottom up, just redo it.
Yeah. I mean, the first one was pretty decent, but yeah. Anyway, what do you guys think?
You
can't do CG Berserk. You got to fucking draw it. You got to draw it.
Yeah, no, it's got to. You got to draw. You got to draw it. That's a good question. I got to think a little bit. I'm gonna go on Mal here and go on the past seasons here and think. I you know what is kind of disappointing? The
all
fact that like
shows.
The fact that we got Attack on Titan final season, and then they went, okay, never mind, there's a part two. And then that ended, and they're like,
oh,
okay,
yeah,
never mind,
Attack
we need
on
one
Titan
more. Okay, never mind, there's going to be a fifth season.
It's like Attack on Titan fucking WinRAR. You gotta unzip every file.
Yeah.
Fucking, you just want to finish.
Yeah.
And you're getting like half a shoulder blade.
And not because Attack on Titan is bad, but it's because it's just like, okay, just fucking do it. Like, stop fucking around and stop. Just fucking do it, dude. Like, just tell us what it is. Don't tell us it's the final season if it ain't. I would say Kyokai Senki. I'm just looking at this right now. Kyokai Senki was supposed to be, like, this really cool, like, new hero robot anime, and then it turns out it wasn't. It sucked. And then I think, what was another one? I think that's it for me. I mean, there were some pretty good ones. Dogface Johnson. I think Megalobox 2 was not necessarily a disappointment, but just like wasn't as cool.
What? I
yeah,
love
that was
Nomad.
A pretty good one, yeah.
Nomad was great.
I don't know. I didn't finish it.
Wow. Then how can you say that was a disappointment if
my
you haven't finished
Sean,
it?
I don't finish. Well, because I got bored. Fake fan.
Oh, well, actually, Fully Cooly. But that was never. We never had hope for that to begin with, but I guess that's the most disappointing because
it was
an abomination.
Yeah. Okay, Danny, go ahead.
I would say. the Sailor Moon Eternal movies.
Ooh, and Sailor Moon Crystal.
Yeah, Sailor Moon Crystal, at least like the first season was definitely bad because of the transformation CG. Like, it just shouldn't have been.
Well, no, it's because they went too close to the manga, too. They didn't have any of the fun.
Again, like, okay, so we can debate about this all we want, but like, I really don't give a shit if they. I don't care if they were true to the manga because they readapt. They recently, Fruits Basket was readapted, and that was true to the manga, and that was amazing. Yeah.
Well,
so
that has a better manga, though.
I know it works. I know it works. So I really don't give a shit.
No, it only works if the manga's good.
Wait, let Danny finish your point. Please? Let Danny finish your point.
Like, I really don't care if they were faithful to Naoko Takeuchi's work. Like, that's, she has every right to say, you fucked up my shit. So, because that's...
Is that the Fruits Basket person?
She literally... No, that is the Sailor Moon
author. I should know that.
Yeah.
So Junichi Sato is the real Sailor Moon author, all right?
Danny, no. Go ahead and finish. I'm
sorry. She has every right to say, you fucked up my shit. Every single creator of manga that has been formed into... But that's really not my problem. And I know Kai will say otherwise because Kai likes more of the meme... aspect of Sailor Moon, and I can see that point. However, my problem with Sailor Moon Crystal is the CG that they decided to use.
Yeah,
for the first season.
The CG was the worst part.
Not only that,
the characters were off model.
Sailor Moon Eternals, they made that arc specifically into a movie, and personally, for me, that particular arc from the original was my all-time favorite. So to have that kind of like squished
into
like two different movies, it was kind of a turnoff.
Oh, two different movies.
So,
that's right, two different movies.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to hear Danny explain that more, there's the EX episode.
Yeah. And Kai is with me, and we also had two other amazing people on that episode who were like diehard Sailor Moon fans. That was like so awesome. I actually want to have them come back to do Sailor Moon Cosmos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
all right. I will mention one last one. Way of the House Husband on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
That was a disappointment. But
yes,
it was actually it was still kind of funny, though. But it could have been so much better. That's the thing.
Because they made it into
like
a motion comic.
It was a slideshow, yeah. Anything,
if it wasn't a slideshow.
Anything where they cheaped out on the animation or used like excessive CG is just always a disappointment. Like, I don't know why they think that looks good. Or if it has to be like five times cheaper for them. Like, why are they using it otherwise? Because it looks like shit. CG just looks so bad. But anyway,
another one that I would say that was kind of a disappointment for me, and I mean, like, I feel like there's a love and hate relationship with this one, but Darling in the Franxx.
All right.
I wanted to like Darling in the Franxx so much.
That was the Trigger Cloverworks original.
Yeah,
it was like an original.
Yeah.
Cloverworks
was like a collab. Yeah, it was like a collab.
Yeah, but my problem with it was the whole cockpit thing. It was just too sexualized,
yeah.
And I'm just like, that's such a turn off. No thanks.
That's how they rev their engines, Danny.
Oh my god.
All right, next question.
All right, they do the same. If you've seen Code Geass, Danny, they do the same thing, so they only have one person in the thing. But
I never watched that.
You would like that. It's like the same characters as X-Holic. They look like X-Holic characters.
All right, now do the next question.
Okay. This
you have
question is from Mike again, and he asks, what is your favorite cartoon growing up?
Too many.
Too many?
That's all I watched when I was a kid.
I got two. Yeah, Sam, go first.
Oh, I mean, I would just, like, aside from, like, if we're talking about, like,
pick one, maybe two, maybe four. Pick one. All right, I'll go. I'm going to go first.
All right.
If we're talking about when I was a kid, Rugrats. If we're talking about when I was like a teenager, Venture Brothers. And those are my answers. Rugrats is really fucking weird. It's a 90s Nickelodeon show about babies. That's what it is. And it's like, it's really like trippy, especially those first few seasons.
The first few seasons are really weird.
That's when they had like the good writers, and I think they switched it after. Like, I think after the movie, it went, started to go downhill. But yeah. And, you know, there's good stuff like SpongeBob and all that. I actually didn't watch Avatar: The Last Airbender until I was like over 20, so I won't count that one. But
okay,
yeah Rugrats is crazy. Very
Rugrats
funny.
Is a Klasky Kuspo production, so like they did a lot of cartoons for Nickelodeon back then.
It was like, it was trippy, dude.
Yeah,
but then Venture Brothers, it kind of it spoofs off of the 60s anime or animation.
Yeah, like C-Lab 2020 and all that. And
I forget the name of it. It's
The adventure. The
oh, Johnny the, Quest. Johnny Quest.
With
yeah,
the it's really racist character, the Punjabi character. Yeah.
Oh, dude. Speaking Haji. Of that, The Simpsons. You know what? Cancel everything else. Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Yeah, first Simpsons. Like 12 seasons of The Simpsons. There you go. That's probably the greatest cartoon ever made. Those first 10, 12 seasons.
So I grew up watching anime too. Like, you know, from Mario and on TV. So like, I guess if it's like, if we're talking about Western stuff. When I was a kid, it was Hey Arnold was probably my favorite.
Yeah.
And
move it, football head.
Probably Pokemon and Digimon, obviously, and like Metabots. Like I really love
those.
Metabots.
Are anime though.
Yeah, but not those they were on Fox Kids, so that's why I'm like, you know, saying it. But like when I was a teenager, I really liked this show on Nickelodeon. I think it was also a Klasky Kuspo production. It was called As Told by Ginger.
Oh God! I was about to say that.
It's literally one of my favorite cartoon shows. It's so good. It's like
it's literally what Mean Girls.
Oh, I think I've seen an episode of this. Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah. That's pretty much what Mean Girls was.
It's an animated show, kind of like Mean Girls.
This looks like Our Real Monsters.
So yeah, it's a Klasky Kuspo thing. The same artist who did like Wild Thornberries, Our Real Monsters.
Yeah.
But it was like a teen girl show. It was like a teen show. And, yeah. Like, it wasn't, like, necessarily a kid show, which was kind of cool.
Do you remember when, I forget the blonde girl's name, but she, like, told Ginger, like, she invited Ginger to, like, her birthday party or something like, I can't remember what it was, but, like, Ginger was too young to shave her legs.
Yeah, her parents wouldn't let her, yeah, her parents wouldn't
yeah,
let her.
Yeah, and, like, to kind of, like, get all risque, she wore like capri pants, but they shaved like a little bit of her ankles.
Oh, she had hairy ankles.
Like, well, she was a kid and her parents didn't let her shave her legs.
The hair was coming. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, is she she's a redhead though? Redheads don't have hairy ankles.
Nick,
no, that's true. They have like the least amount of hair among all hair colors, at least on their head. Look it up. It's a fucking fact, bro. Come on.
Anyway, aside from that, right. I'm gonna bump off of Psalm. As Told by Ginger was definitely one of my favorite ones. Also, Totally Spies.
Yeah.
Another favorite one of mine that I loved watching.
This better not awaken anything in me.
Totally Spies? It's like literally kind of like Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that show was so fun. I think my favorite out of the three of them was Clover.
Clover is probably the best one.
I mean, all of them were great.
Samantha is obviously the best one.
God damn, I want to go back
Alex.
In time and just watch
Alex
cartoons.
Is good too.
I know, that's what I'm saying, dude. Let's get
fuck this shit.
Let's get a Pop-Tart, get some Eggos in the toaster. Let's go.
I mean, literally go back in time.
Yeah, no.
I can throw
people,
football man. Over the mountains.
All right, next question.
It's like
okay,
Napoleon
this yeah, next Napoleon question Diamond. Is from Snowman, and they ask,
shout out, Snowman.
Anime villain that you actually kind of low-key agree with.
I gotta go
what,
first.
With what they're saying. For example, Stain from My Hero Academia.
Light from Death Note. Let's go.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah. He kind of did it. He did it. He was sloppy. He was sloppy. I would be less sloppy. I would just write everybody's name all at once. Okay? I would create power vacuums, the likes of which the world has never seen. Every world leader. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. But yeah. You know what? That person who didn't open the door for me? Sorry, Sharon.
Yeah, I hope you have a shitty rest of the day. Fuck you.
No, your name is going in the fucking notebook. You're going to get hit by a cart. and it's going to run over your jugular.
And I don't necessarily like agree with like what the character did like or does in the story or whatever, but I just liked when they said this. Juzo from Tokyo Ghoul. I think it was Tokyo Ghoul Ri, right? When they said it? I don't remember. But they said, "Why should I apologize for being a monster? Has anyone ever apologized for turning me into one?" And I'm just like, because I have like, you know, mental problems, so like big ones, you know. And
join the club.
Yeah, like really, honestly.
Yeah.
But like
after, so we're reading Tokyo Ghoul in manga club, and that material is definitely like you question like whose side you want to be on. Like, do you want to be on the side of the CCG? Although King will automatically say, like, yeah, ghouls have no rights or anything like that.
Ghouls don't have souls. It's true.
But, like, everyone else in Manga Club are all like, we have sympathy for these ghouls. Like, they just want to live and, like, have a normal life, but also eat human parts. Like,
right.
So.
Yeah. I just, that quote in general is, like, I'm very cynical. So, like, It's something like I had to talk to my therapist with for a long time, and so like the way I get it out is by writing, or sometimes it reflects like in other pieces of artwork that I used to do. Which when I painted more, I haven't painted in a long time, but I just like that quote a lot. It's really fucking cool. I agree with that.
Oh shit,
say,
dude!
At least for my pick, I would say Hanami from Jujutsu Kaisen. They just want what's best for the environment, and they believe that humans are slowly destroying the Earth's environment.
Oh, hell yeah. I agree with that person. So, let's go.
Yeah.
Environmental terrorism. Let's go, people.
Yeah, Poison Ivy style. Let's go. All right.
You got to use the quips every time. You got to rhyme whenever you talk. another one we didn't mention is Squealer from The New World.
Oh, God.
Just trying to save his people.
Okay, next question.
He was ugly, though, so that doesn't count. So
so it doesn't count.
Oh, God.
What, you think I'm wrong? What? What? He was disgusting. Stomp him out.
All right, next question.
Okay, this one is another one from Mike. Which anime summit host is most likely to end up in a trashy harem anime?
No, wait. Probably. I have an answer. Sam, because she hasn't had sex in 4 years.
Yep. All right, next question.
Are we serious? Like, we're done with that one?
Yeah, no, next question. Yeah.
Okay.
There's like there's a lot.
So this next question really isn't a question, it's more of a joke.
Oh my god, we have like another page. Okay.
This one is from Zero, and it says, "What's another name for Mary Jo Star from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure? Jo's mama."
God damn it.
Still better than Kai's question. All right.
All right, next question.
Okay, this next one is from Blaze. Shout out to Blaze. What is an anime you went in excited for but was disappointed by the end? Like one you wish you hadn't seen.
Anime excited. We already kind of answered this one, right? Berserk, Fooly Cooly, House Husband.
But you were disappointed by all the end. Those. They're saying you were disappointed by the end.
Excited, though. but disappointed in the end.
I said by the end. I think that's a similar, like the ending itself, I guess. I don't know. Darling in the Franxx had a kind of a bad ending. That one mystery anime with, that was an original. I forgot the name of it. And it got like delayed. It was from like December. I don't remember the name of it. But anyway. Oh, Kato the Right Answer. There you go. And the same writer made that one.
Yeah.
That was kind of a weird one.
Okay. Yeah, I think I agree with that.
I think I'm going to go with Food Wars.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
They didn't need to do the fifth plate.
That last arc, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't that in the manga? Like, didn't the manga have, like, a bad last arc?
Yeah, I think that's. I think that they just adapted it from the manga.
This is why you don't adapt the manga. You fucking make up your own shit.
Okay, you are wrong.
All right, don't start.
You hired Junichi Sato for every anime and let him go to work.
All right, what's next? What's the next question?
Jeez. Okay, this is from Mike again. What is your favorite season in anime? You know, summer cicadas, fall camping, winter's New Year, spring Sakura.
I'm going to say summer because that's when Higurashi is happening and you get the cicadas and the murders and the little girls with knives.
I'll say fall camping.
Oh, Yuru Camp. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Or spring Sakura. I don't know. One of those two. I don't like summer or winter.
I wouldn't want to
deal with the summer heat in Japan because it sucks and they don't have air conditioning. But like if we're talking about watching anime, I'll watch the summer shit.
I kind of like some of the winter New Year's like shrine kind of things, like festivals that they do in anime.
The New Year's things, those are cool.
Yeah, like I think.
Pretty much every anime has that. Like almost, any slice of life.
Yeah, well, like
has it.
Any slice of life will have it. I think Komi Can't Communicate was a cute like winter New Year's.
Oh, that was a good
thing.
One. Yeah, the bus
that
driver was like,
one.
"Get a room."
Yeah. I think the Hyoka New Year's episode was kind of fun, where the two main characters kind of got locked in that storage unit for a bit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought we were just picking like what seasons we like. I didn't know. Okay, anyway.
Danny is dialed in.
All right.
I'm just picking out
you
things
dial it back
that
in, Sam.
Remembered like what I remembered from like what I enjoyed the most, and I think it's gonna be the winter's New Year's stuff.
We gotta keep going.
So
okay,
anyway.
Next question.
Okay, this is another Kai question. He says, okay, I have DM'd Sam a list of the correct answers in spoiler text with express instructions to not look at them until you read this question. See how many correct answers you get.
Yeah, I peeped at the first one already.
Do we have time for this? If you get all 10 within 5 minutes, you won't.
Yeah, no, we're not doing this. Like, okay, no, let me just say this.
We can do it on another episode.
No, he's crazy. He DM'd me this thing. It said, all in caps, do not click the following spoiler text. Do not ruin the joke. And then
it's put too tempting.
And put ten listed things all in spoiler text. And I messaged back and I said, dude, I think you got hacked. And he was like, shh, just don't click it. And I'm like, I'm really gullible and I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm like, okay, is this real or what is this? And he's like, I'm like, okay, I'm not clicking that. He said, good, it's a virus. And I was like, okay, well, now you're scaring me. What the fuck is this? And so then I clicked number 10 and then it just said Soul Eater. And I'm like, okay, whatever. So now I understand, you know, what they're for. But right. Yeah, no, we're not going to fucking, you're crazy. Spoiler alert.
Was it a virus?
No, it's literally his answers for this question. I just told you.
Kai being Kai.
Okay.
He's being silly.
God. He said, I've DM'd Sam with the correct answers to this question. See how many correct answers you get. And I just explained to you.
One question with 10 answers?
Yeah, it says, so the question is top 10 anime moons.
Oh.
Say the top 10 anime moons. I've DM'd Sam with the correct answers.
Sailor Moon.
In spoiler text.
Soul Eater Moon. Dragon Ball Moon. Fucking no. Moon
Nick
Pie
said,
from The Simpsons.
Nick
More
just said
live.
Nick just said number 1, 9, and 10. So that you should be happy.
Oh, it's like
okay,
it's like it's like the what is that? What's that game show where you say it's like show me potato salad? You know, like that thing. What's that game
Family
show?
Family Feud, Nick.
Family Feud. Yeah.
Family Feud.
Right. If you get all 10 within 5 minutes, you won't. Yeah, because we're not doing it. Moving on.
There's got to be a crazy Stay Night Moon in there somewhere. I don't fucking know, dude.
He didn't. He didn't put that, no.
Okay.
Type Moon.
Yes, he put Type Moon, I think. No, he
Let's
didn't.
Let's go.
No, he didn't. Never mind.
Don't get my hopes up.
Okay, move on.
Okay, this is from Mike again.
God.
What is an exception to a game of anime?
A genre
of anime you
hate. Oh, it's genre. Sorry, I couldn't see.
You might hate Shonen, but you love Hunter x Hunter.
Okay.
I hate idol shows, but I love Zombieland Saga.
That is so weird.
I
you know what? Sports. Actually, I hate isekais, but I like Parallel World Pharmacy and
oh god, I hate that one.
Saint's Power is Omnipotent.
I might like that one. All right. I hate sports shows, but I love Ping Pong the Animation.
That's different. That doesn't count.
It's technically a sports show. Okay, I love Slam Dunk. What do you think about that? Fuck you.
Okay, that counts.
Initial D is kind of sports, not really.
Next question.
Racing sports.
This question is from Zayla. This doesn't have to be strictly tied to anime, but if you were forced to watch one genre for the rest of your life, excuse me, science fiction or fantasy, which genre would you watch and why?
Ooh, I would actually pick...
I'd pick fantasy.
Science fiction.
I'd pick fantasy.
Because that's a tough one.
Because elf waifus are hotter than
space. Yeah, waifus. Well, we can build elf waifus in where we're going, all right?
I can do a magical spell to go wherever you're going.
Yeah, well, what is magic but technology you don't understand, huh?
What is technology but your ass? How about that? What about you, Danny? What would you do, science fiction or fantasy?
I mean, neither.
No, honestly. Danny, you got to pick one. Jesus.
I mean, I would pick a genre, but not the ones that...
No, Danny, that's the whole point of the question. You have two choices.
One or the other, yeah.
Honestly, neither.
Flip a coin, then.
That is honestly my answer. All right,
Danny,
answer.
You're picking fantasy.
Okay, Danny, Danny's
fantasy. I would do more, like, a suspenseful thriller versus, like... science fiction.
Okay, I'll pick for Danny fantasy because she likes
Cardcaptor Sakura.
Like
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
magical girls.
I pick it for you. You pick fantasy. Yeah. All right.
All right. Next question.
Jeez. This one's from Sen. Which action shonen anime character would you want a slice of life show about? For example, I would like a show following Mahito around. What does he eat? Where does he shop for clothes?
It sounds like Sen is trying to stalk him.
Does he pay bills?
Okay, so
what
first
are his
off,
list of fears?
Shout out Sen first off, though. Sen, that's my husband. Back the fuck up.
Who is Mahito?
Okay,
who is Mahito?
That's Mahito, not Mahito.
Mahito,
right?
Sorry.
That's the first thing you drink, Mahito. Right?
First of all, take a step back.
What is it though?
Okay. That's a character from Jujutsu Kaisen.
Okay. Oh, okay.
He's the guy
god,
with the gauges.
Nick.
Who? Oh, is he?
He's
the
got
guy
all
the.
He's gauges. Got all the stitches and he's patched
stitches?
Up.
Oh god, he probably smells bad, dude. He probably smells like death.
Okay. Anyway, doesn't matter. Shut up. He's my husband. Okay. So literally, I need you to take 5 steps back and fuck your own face.
Tropic Thunder.
Oh. I love when he does that. It's so fucking funny. No, seriously, we can
listen,
share, but like,
fuck
back
this.
Up though. Like, I'll share, but, like, fuck you. That's all I'm saying.
He's got 2 hands, don't he?
Yeah, and they're both for me. From 9 a.m. in the morning to 12
okay.
midnight.
Shonen action character slice of life. I mean, we could do Guts from Berserk.
You'd follow Guts around?
Oh, my God.
He's... Okay, would he be in modern day, or would he
God,
be
talk
in,
about somebody who smells bad. They don't shower back
time,
then, dude.
Yeah, exactly. He smells like man, dude. All right? He smells like fucking demons. Demon semen.
Ooh,
didn't know
I got
that's
one.
Who you were into, yeah.
I got one.
All right, what do you got, Danny?
Killua.
You'd follow Killua
around?
Hunter
Hunter.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, follow Killua around
his
house. He'd
be playing like video games all day.
That house is
up. I would want to see more of like his house and stuff and like the rest of his family.
It'd be like Keeping Up with the Kardashians except with the Zeldics.
Yeah.
God, you funny.
Oh yeah, no! I would follow Adam all day from Skate the Infinity.
Great. That's yeah.
What does he do
I
for
mean,
work?
I wouldn't really count that.
Wait, that's
action
not shonen.
Shonen.
Fuck, I fucked
action
up.
Shonen.
Action shonen. God damn it! Oh no! Yajirobe, let's go. I'd watch him nap.
Yajirobe. Oh my god.
That'd be so chill, dude. That'd be so chill. I would love that. It'd be ASMR.
I'd follow, I don't know, probably Power or Denji or one of them around. Probably power. I'd probably follow.
Oh,
power.
Talk about smells. Blah.
Yeah, but she smells so bad that it's good. So sorry, you don't know.
Dude, she smells literally like doo doo.
Nah, you don't know what you're talking
about. I guarantee
about,
she smells like poop.
You don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, Nick, we all know that you think every girl
she literally
has
doesn't wipe.
Poop
in canon, she doesn't wipe.
Yeah, we all know. That's your thing. We get it. All right, and moving on. Next
question. No, that's the opposite of my thing.
Next question.
I require pristine conditions.
Okay, next question is from Gizmo. You are reincarnated in another world as a baby and get to choose two anime characters to raise you. Who would you choose?
Guts and Pask. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do it. No more Berserk. okay, reincarnated as a baby. I pick the one with the mommy milkers. I'd be like Rudy from Reincarnated or from the jobless guy. Okay. Kirito and Asuna, let's go.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm talking about. Reincarnated in another world. I would choose Ava Unit 1 and Ava Unit 13. Done.
Oh, you're raised by robots. All right.
What? It was either that or Akka and, you know, the other Akka. I forgot his name already. Fake Wait, fan.
From what?
From One Direct Priority.
Akka, oh, Uraka, okay. Yeah, I don't know about that.
They're terrible parents.
Yeah. Shao Tucker, let's go, dude.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, man. What about you, Danny? I lied. I would choose Sesshomaru and Sesshomaru there.
Good answer. Good answer. Even though he's my husband first.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Classic answer, freaking Endymion and Usagi. Curveball answer, freaking Vegeta and Bulma.
Ooh. Hey, they're a great pair.
That's a good
they
one.
Show it in a weird way.
Yeah.
Right.
Or Piccolo and himself.
Well, Bulma's actually like an legit mom, but like Vegeta's like.
Yeah, plus you're rich, dude. Capsule Corp.
But I mean, Vegeta definitely had his moments with Trunks and all that kind of stuff.
You see more of it in Super. There's like a part where.
I bet.
Yeah, right when Bulma's born, Trunks brings Bulma over to Vegeta because he's like, you know. He's standing off in like on the balcony, you know, He's like, "Mom wanted me to tell you to. Mom wants you to hold Bulla." And he was like, "Give her to me. You're holding her wrong." Because and he's like, "Oh, how do you know about this stuff, Dad?" He's like, "Because you're fucking. You were a baby once, you idiot." Like, but yeah, like, yeah, he wanted to name her Shallot, but
Shallot.
Yeah, they're all named after food, aren't they?
Oh, so everyone Trunks, from Planet Vegeta is named after vegetables, and everyone in Bulma's family are named after like undergarment type clothes. So Trunks is Trunks, Bulma Buruma, and then Bulla is Bra, and then Doctor Briefs, you know, Doctor Briefs.
Nice.
Anyway, so yeah, she named her Bra. Okay, next.
I'm not
question.
Your bra, bra.
I'm not your bra, bra. I'm not okay. Your breath.
Next question is from Fruit.
Shout out to Fruit.
If you could commission one piece of art from any artist in the anime manga sphere, who would
that's...
and what would you ask them to make and why?
You're fucking crazy.
Dude, I gotta find the name again. I forgot.
Probably Yonayama Mai or probably Yonayama. I wouldn't ask them to make anything. I would just say, can you just make me something that's only for me and then just see what they come up with? Or and I only say this because I just recently got one of their art books is Daisuke Ishiwatari, who does, he's like, is the creator of Guilty Gear and does all the art for Guilty Gear. And I'm really into, God, what's her name, dude? Is it Mellow or Melon something? I forgot, but she does like this really bubbly art. I have to go on my eBay watch list and look. And then also, I can't remember the name of this person either, so shame on me, but the whoever did all the artwork for Valkyria Chronicles.
Ooh.
And then also Daisuke Richard. Daisuke Richard is like one of my favorite.
Hell yeah.
Artists.
I'm not sure who that is, but hell yeah.
He's awesome. He does like a bunch of like, I don't know. It's really weird. He does a bunch of like things in rooms, like people in rooms or settings in like city culture or apartment culture.
In rooms.
Yeah.
It's like Rat Race. Look at this room. Have you seen this room?
I'm not saying it right. Yes. Like I'm saying it in a way where Nick can make fun of it, but like, no, it's actually really sick. Anyway, you
guys
go next.
That actually does sound cool. That sounds like pixel art.
And Nick is a fake pixel art fan.
I am kind of. I will. I actually really like pixel art. It's chill, dude. I like the vibes.
I was gonna say you like the 1 hour lo-fi beats to study to pixel version.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. Yeah. Okay, all right,
I'm gonna pick Yoshitaka Amano. Angel's Egg, and I'd make him draw me, I don't know, fucking like Vegeta or something.
Yeah, like how Nick said Angel's Egg, like he doesn't do the artwork for Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Final Fantasy. That's more video games, but yeah, Angel's Egg was the first thing.
Yeah. Well, then he did Vampire Hunter D2, I guess.
Yeah. You got to pick a character with a lot of hair. I mean, I can make him draw me like the Sailor Moon characters. That'd be pretty dope.
That would be. Actually, that'd be sick.
Ooh. Yeah.
That's a good one.
That'd be fucking sick with all that hair.
Damn it, I'm kind of jealous. I didn't say Yamato. Damn it, good one. That's a good answer.
Yeah, it reminds me of worth more money. Take that.
Oh, also, Paul Robertson is one of my favorite artists in the anime. Like, I don't know if he necessarily does anime stuff, but, like, he does pixel stuff. He does, like, anime fan art with pixel stuff.
Dude, we didn't say Shiryama from Witch Hat.
Oh, yeah. And also, Sushio. I totally forgot about Sushio. From does a lot of trigger stuff.
I would make the One Punch Man author draw me my own self portrait as my Discord avatar. And it'd be like really basic looking.
Dude, do it.
Let's go.
Just message them on Twitter.
Be an NFT.
Now. It would be
a Nick fungible token.
It'd be a fucking NFT. Yeah, Sushio and the other trigger artist that does a lot of stuff. I forgot their name already. I'm a fake fan.
Yeah.
Fake fan.
Danny's
what about
turn.
You, Danny? Danny's turn. Okay, yeah, sorry, we said too much already.
Feel free to steal any of ours.
I mean, Witch Hat for sure. I would love...
Kamome Shirahama. Yeah, that's right. I should have said that.
Like,
now
I would
pissed.
Definitely love
She should draw Sailor Moon, dude, or Cardcaptor.
To kind of, like, put me, like, in the story, kind of. Like, I would kind of give her, like, a picture of myself.
Oh, wait. Sorry, Nick said that, didn't he? He said Witch Hat, didn't he?
No, you can...
Yeah,
Danny can
did.
Take it. You can take it. That's fine.
No, I know, but I thought, for some reason in my mind, I thought he said little... Like, he was talking about Little Witch. So that's why I was like, oh, yeah, dude, Sushio. Otherwise, I would have said Kamame Shirahama, absolutely. Yeah, sorry, Danny. Okay, go ahead. I'm an idiot. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, Kamame
Shirahama. Yeah, so, like, I would kind of want to... Like, I'll just like give her a picture of like me in like my everyday clothes and just say, hey, like whether you want me to be a brim hat or a regular pointed hat, have fun with it. I would also
we're all brimmies on this Discord.
Brim hat.
I would also like Tatsuya Endo, who did Spy Family, to again draw me as like one of Anya's classmates.
One of Anya's dogs.
No, not a dog.
No, draw Danny as Anya's classmate and then a bigger version of Finn next to Danny.
Oh my god.
Just a big Finn.
Finn as like a Great Dane kind of thing.
No, just dude. Like it's still Finn, Cocker Spaniel, but like just bigger.
Well, he's King Charles.
Just a big dog.
He's a Chungus.
That's so funny.
I think we
no,
gotta move
it would
on.
Have, it would definitely have to be like Finn and Chumley though.
Yeah, chum.
So, and then my last one would be Rumiko Takahashi, and pretty much,
yeah,
draw me again, but like kind of do what she did with Rama half, like have a female version of me and then a male version.
And then a gender bent version. Yeah,
I hope
cool.
This doesn't awaken anything in me. That's what Danny says when she sees the male version.
All right, that's a good one, Fruit. You
Danny's,
fucking, I can talk all day
Danny
about
only
that.
Cares about herself. All pictures
I mean,
of herself. That's fair.
This is from Tatami, and they asked, what do you guys think are must-watch anime at each point in your life? Childhood, teenage years, early adult, full adult. Which anime... there's another question here, too. Which anime would you be most embarrassed to tell your mom that you've watched?
Let's do the quick one there.
So, what anime would you be most embarrassed to tell your mom that you've watched?
We're going
to
end it on this one for this episode. We have a lot more questions, too.
I would be embarrassed with freaking Made in Abyss.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that shit is weird.
My body's broken, but luckily my supple frame will regenerate because I'm a child. By the way, I just wet myself.
Yeah. Although, my mom thinks I'm weird to begin with. So, like, honestly, I think any anime that I would show her would probably be more embarrassing for her than me.
She's like, at least it's not The Bachelor.
I don't have an answer. Because my mom thinks everything that I consume is kind of weird. I do know that there is one anime that my mom has seen. Because believe it or not, they used to show a lot of anime in Mexico, and it was about a maid, and I think her name was Comet, is what she said. And I, to this day, I still try and find it, and I can't find it, what she's talking about. But, like, yeah, no, I'd probably have to explain everything to her, because she's just like, what is that? What is that? Kisses? Kisses? What is that? What is it? Oi, hey, come over here. What is this? What is this?
She's going to turn to the Italian dad.
Kisses? What is it? What is it? And then she will throw the chancla at me. That's what would happen. Because I wouldn't be able to explain why a robot just took off like a child's head.
Nice, you know what I mean? Dude.
Yeah.
Because it feels good. Mine would be Eromanga Sensei. Let's go, dude. That'd be one of them. It's off the top of my head, that's what I would pick. Because it's like, it kind of has a story, but it kind of doesn't. And it's like, incest-y, but kind of not. It's weird.
I think another one I would be embarrassed about would be Food Wars.
Well, okay. Wait, Danny, you interrupted me.
I'm sorry.
I would not be interrupted.
To be fair, you always interrupt me, so.
Food Wars, I don't think is that embarrassing, to be honest. It's just like.
I mean.
It's just like characters, like. Yeah, it's just like, it's a little etchy, but like, you know. So what?
A little. There's a freaking dude that literally cooks naked.
Yeah, but I think that's endearing. That's funny. When you get into the incest anime, then it's really weird.
We're talking about at least showing it to your mom.
Okay, so that guy, number one, he's hot. Number two,
I know he is. He's one of my favorite characters.
If my mom would walk in on that, she'd be like, "What is it? What?" Ooh, I papi. She'd be like, "Oh, hey, I guess that's a papi right there."
Dios mío.
Dios mío. No, yeah. Anyway, we are gonna save the rest of these questions for our question of the weeks.
Yeah,
because we cannot get through all of them. So I'm going to say shout out to Chew the Foo. I used to play Weiss Schwartz and hang out with Chew the Foo all the time. And I love him very much. And he asked a question. And then shout out to Lalos. Because I don't know if we got to answer one with Lalos because everyone else did like 15 questions. Mike.
Yeah, we did.
So yeah, shout out to Lalos. Lalos, TG, we didn't ask your question. So we are going to ask it on the next episode. As the listener question of the week. And everyone else's question. And also, then we'll do Chew the Foos, okay, after that. And then everyone else's question, they'll be saved for the next 15-10 listener questions of the week, okay? Because, we couldn't get through. I did not realize there was 4 pages of this. So
you guys added more at the end. I copied the document and... Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, Nick is like, it's your fault for adding more.
I was literally in the process of copying, pasting all the questions because we literally had like 39 questions. And I just see Nick's freaking icon and I'm just all like, what the fuck is he doing?
Well, you pasted the link to the show sheet and you said, here's the show sheet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, Anyway, everyone yell at Nick and Danny. That being said, I want to thank you guys for all the questions. That made for a really fun episode. I feel like some of these I could go full topics on, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we could even do that too.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, whatever. We could look at them again. I haven't read some of these other later ones, but we definitely could, for sure. That being said, I love you guys very much. Thank you for helping us with this episode, making it fun. And go to links.animesummit.net and find everything right there to listen. And I've been Sam. That's been Danny. That's been Nick. And this has been the Anime Summit Pancast. Oh, wait. Look at this. Blaze said, what's your favorite anime summitism? Keeping it vague. Mine is when Danny and Nick get the fuck out my face about fucking shit, recommending me shit that I've been telling them to read and watch for 15 fucking years. And it gets funnier every goddamn time! Is that vague enough for you? Huh?
Hey, Sam. You should really read Tokyo Revengers. I think you would like it.
And we're done. Yeah. Cut.
We fuck mentioned Witch Hat earlier. I think you would really enjoy that art as well.
I swear to God.
We know. You know we love you, right?
I hate it here.